Finance with Scott Haywood. I need some
money. 20 minutes to 7. Scotty Haywood, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gareth. Shane McInnes technically calling that athlete missing out because of a triple flip. That was very funny.
A triple flip.
That's what he said. He said she didn't do hard enough or the more technical triple flip than the Chinese.
That's
very funny.
That's the technical term. Market today, what do you reckon, Scotty?
Look, our share market's going to open up about 10 points in about an hour and 19 minutes' time. Last night, technology and healthcare companies broadly led Wall Street. Today became a wobbly start, but there were some good earnings that came out. So the S&P 500 actually touched an all-time high, eclipsing last week's record last night. Obviously, the Delta version of the COVID-19 is still reason for caution, but some analysts are saying it won't have a significant impact on the economy's reopening and recovery because hospitalizations are relatively tame and fatalities compared to the rest of the world in the United States are relatively low compared to infections. So that's pretty positive news. That would be fantastic if some of our analysts would say something like that here, especially after poor Judy can't get back from New South Wales. But I'm expecting banks, industrial companies and technology and healthcare companies to probably be marginally higher at the open. As I said, I think our market will open about 10 points higher in about an hour and 20's time.
Now, the stock to watch today, we're going to go airports.
Yeah, now this is going to, again, cause a bit of controversy, but I've gone for the 6PR breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch, Auckland Airport. Their code is AIA. Of course, they provide airport facilities, including infrastructure, movement of aircraft, passengers, cargo, utility services in the airport. It is the only major international airport in New Zealand. Now, 52-week high of $7.77. 52-week low of $5.60. They're traded at $6.83, so right in the middle of the range. But the recent takeover bid for Sydney Airports highlights the global demand for quality infrastructure assets impacted by COVID-19 travel restrictions. Now, the decision by the New Zealand government to suspend the travel bubble with Australia provides investors with an opportunity to invest in AIA at certainly a lower level, or Auckland Airport at a lower level than its 52-week high. So when this bubble does reopen again, and we don't travel maybe to Europe as quickly as we did, or America for a few years, you could start to see us, you know, commuting back to New Zealand at a more regular level than we have in the past. So look, it's a pretty defensive play today. We've been talking about all sorts of tech stocks that have been outperforming. I think, and by the way, Square was marginally down last night in the US, so Afterpay might be off a little bit, a few cents. But the 6PR breakfast hashtag stock to watch today is I'm going for Auckland Airport. I've already nominated Sydney Airport before and they went up 35% today. I'm certainly not suggesting anything like that for Auckland Airport, but I just think that if you look at a lot of the funds that have got a lot of cash, there's been a lot of stimulus money, people like to buy infrastructure assets, and Auckland Airport could be on the shopping list. So that's my 6PR breakfast hashtag stock to watch. I'm expecting our market to open up 10 points in about an hour or so's time, and as I suggested, no change to the RBA rate and a little bit of extra stimulus, which hopefully will filter into the economy sooner rather than later.
Good on you, Scotty. We'll chat again tomorrow.